Hi, lovies. This is Christina with Calm as I Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. And today we're going to talk about cat deities, but also what it means when certain cats cross your path. What sparked this interest today is that during the Aquarius full moon that took place on August 19th, 2024, on my way to work, I actually had a pure white cat cross my path, and I would have to say that's like the first time it's ever happened ever in my life. If it had happened another time, I definitely was not paying attention, but I clearly saw it this time. And a little over a year ago, around the same time, a black cat crossed my path, and I had some rather bad luck. I would say a few days later or so, because we're all familiar with that superstition that, you know, a black cat crossing your path would bring bad luck. And, you know, the superstition itself might have originated from like European folklore. The claim that black cats crossing your path, especially in the moonlight, often meant like death or something absolutely dramatically terrible was going to happen. Same thing goes for American culture. However, some say that black cats can also mean good luck, depending on the direction they cross. So if the black cat crosses from right to left, they say it's good luck. But if it crosses from left to right, it's bad luck, which I find interesting because this actually happened opposite. The black cat that crossed my path in 2023 was going from right to left, and days later my car got broken into and crazy stuff happened with my money and all that yada, right? So the white cat that I saw during the Aquarius full moon also crossed my path right to left, which, I mean, if it was like a crazy, you know, super omen, I would assume it would go from left to right, causing good news or good luck. But I would say I've had some good luck since then. And to be honest with you, it is one of those superstitions that continue to evolve, because there are superstitions out there saying that, you know, even tabby cats, and that would be cats that have more than one color on their fur, is a sign of, you know, a betrayal or, you know, almost like a tower moment happening in your life. Not always necessarily bad, but something sudden is going to happen to you if a tabby cat crosses your path. And this could be while driving or walking or doing whichever, right? Obviously, if you're like on a major highway, like there's no way a cat's going to be able to cross that, right? But we're talking about like simple streets, dirt roads and stuff like that, okay? And people just believe cats in general, you know, given their long spiritual history, besides their superstitious history, that cats are very important when it comes to these, you know, day-to-day, daily events. Considering that, you know, we know, you know, ancient Egyptian deities that are cats, but there are also, you know, cat deities in other cultures that are very important to spiritual traditions. When referring to Egyptian mythology in particular, the most famous cat god or goddess would be Bast or Bastet, spelled B-A-S-T. Or B-A-S-T-E-T. And cats are, you know, revered as guardians of the underworld, and they are revered as very powerful beings, whether they are in the spiritual form or even in the physical form, regardless of their color. Okay, they represent protection, they represent good luck, they represent divinity, they represent dual nature and also fertility, which would make sense because even in Chinese astrology, people born under the year of the cat are, you know, very flirtatious. They are very clairvoyant. They are considered the most lucky, and they are considered the most, you know, reproductive, okay? People born the year of the cat do tend to have about three or more children, just regularly, like it's just a thing because, you know, sexuality is top of the priority list for people born under the year of the cat. Also luxury as well, considering the cat gets lucky. Not saying that cats don't have jobs, it's just that cats seem to find lives where they do not have to stress as much about money because either someone is taking care of them or the, you know, resources that they have allow them a lot of freedom and time to do what they want. And most of the time it's leisure, you know, recreational things and sleep. Just outright plain sleep. And they say cat people are lazy. But I would beg to differ. However, you know, if people might consider them not to be super ambitious, maybe, but definitely enjoy life day to day for sure. When cats died in Egypt, they were actually mummified and taken to sacred chambers in the city, right? Like the cat owners would be in such great mourning that they would shave their eyebrows, okay, and then would continue to mourn until their eyebrows grew back. Like, cats are very, very important in Egyptian mythology, or just in Egyptian culture in general. So the goddess Bastet is a prominent cat goddess from ancient Egypt, and is probably the most famous of all the cat gods. You'll likely see an image of her in most common form, which is the head of a cat on the body of a woman. Okay, her earthly form is entirely feline, so she's in like a whole like a body of a cat, and she's probably has an air of authority and disdain. That's the duality that they speak of. Bast was usually seen carrying a sistrum, which is an instrument, ancient instrument that was like a drum in her right hand, okay, or on her breastplate, on her left. The next Egyptian goddess, Sekhmet, is one of the lesser-known Egyptian cat goddesses, especially compared to the goddess Bastet. She was the goddess of war and would protect the pharaohs of Egypt as she led them into battle. Like Bastet, she rode with the sun god through the sky. However, her role was to create fire of Ra's eye, the sun, as well as to destroy all of his enemies. So a very loyal follower, you know, of, you know, an authority or what you would consider to be an owner. Next cat goddess, Mafdet. Mafdet, whose name means the runner, would rip the hearts of wrongdoers and deliver them to the pharaoh's feet. The same type of cat-like behavior that you see them chasing mice, right? Killing them and then bringing them to the owner to show them. Although a lesser-known goddess than Bastet, Mafdet is thought to have had cults in her name long before Bastet even started being worshipped, giving her a much bigger footprint on Egyptian mythology and history. She provided protection against snakes, scorpions, and other dangerous animals. In fact, it was thought that all it took to kill a snake was a grazing strike from her claw. So then there's the cat god of ancient Babylon named Nergal. Nergal was usually represented as a lion, still a cat, one of the most ferocious cats known to humanity. He was often known as the Furious King, representing Leo, of course, and was frequently invoked for protection, while also being called the Burner for his association with the high summer sun, and his penchant for mindless destruction. And in Indian Hinduism, the god Dewan is the sacred tiger that was given to the goddess Parvati as a gift from the other gods, representing her power. Dewan serves as Parvati's steed in battle, and it attacks enemies with its claws and fangs. It is often shown as the Gotokbahini, or a lion-tiger hybrid. In Japanese mythology, Kasha is a yokai or a supernatural monster, spirit, or demon in Japanese folklore. It is a huge creature the size of a human or bigger that looks like a cat. They prefer to come out during stormy weather or at night and are usually accompanied by hellish flames or lightning. And they can hide their true forms, transforming into regular house cats to live among humans. Now, just to take a little bit of a side quest, in African traditional, you know, magic or hoodoo or voodoo, anything that can transform into an animal, you would call either a shapeshifter, which is the most common thing to say that they are, or you would refer to them as a lugau, which is an animal that actually holds a human spirit, or at least a sentient, intelligent spirit that knows that it's only just a form and that this form is temporary. And its form is, in fact, entirely deceptive, and that there are other forms that this thing can take. And lastly, and in Native American culture, the goddess Mishupeshu, okay, is a supernatural creature of the Ojibwa legends, whose name means great lynx. It looks like a cougar with horns, and its back and tail are covered in scales instead of fur. Sometimes it was said that Mishupeshu horns, scales, were made of pure copper. It was thought to live in the depths of the large lakes. So Native Americans also, you know, treated cats as very important animals, understanding that they themselves were physical manifestations of this goddess. Okay, this is what a lot of cultures, this is why they do respect cats, because a lot of their, you know, most powerful gods and goddesses will portray themselves as these animals, and it's like the appearance of these animals, you know, are giving you, you know, warnings, or they're giving you messages, or they're even reassuring you, or just saying that you have protection. And, you know, possibly, you know, if a cat doesn't necessarily cross your path, or you just keep seeing cats, in some cultures and belief systems, that is the sign of you being pregnant or going to be pregnant soon, okay, or that a lover is on their way. If we were to take this into the dream world, in magic and superstition, to see cats in a dream have everything to do with sexuality, where it's kind of like, you know, your hidden desires, you know, your sexual exploration, your sexual appetite, you know, and even just, you know, just your sexual libido in general, right? And how you see beauty, you know, and how you see sex as a luxury, and you see it as, you know, a form of who you are, something flexible, right? Whether it be dark or light, whether it be kind or not, it shows the duality that, you know, cats can in fact be very prim and proper, right? You know, snotty, so to speak, right? And at the same time, they can be very lackadaisical and also just very just horny and wild, right? So if you were to, you know, take it to the dream world, that is what it means when you do see cats. It also has to do with fertility and pregnancy. So it's everything to do with the other world. And the Egyptians the Native Americans really linked it to the underworld, or if you were to be very practical about it, the other world, right? It's almost like they just have this metaphysical manifestation connection to the other side. Just like when people say, like, oh, when dogs and cats are looking and staring up at the wall, they can see spirits and they can see these things that we can't see. Yes, that is true. Cats can see in two dimensions, but they can still see in other dimensions rather than the one that's quite in front of them. Just like dogs can as well, but we are talking about cats. But I mean, what are your thoughts about this? Have you heard of any of these gods or goddesses? Have you been told any of this folklore? Did any of this sound familiar at all to anything, or, you know, everything you've been taught about magic? Have you even started on this yet? You know, because this would definitely be like a really good subject to start opening up into animal magic, right? And seeing signs and messages and just understanding superstitions when it comes to animals, but I would say cats would probably be the number one thing because it is the most popular. It's obviously not the only one out there, but just for, you know, shits and giggles, you know, to be honest with you, I got down this rabbit hole, so to speak, simply because a white cat crossed my path. And I'm really, really strongly believing that it is a really good sign. Okay, however, you know, how many cats have crossed your path? You know, were they tabby cats? Do you think that means something else? Or maybe the color of the cat means nothing at all, right? So what do you think? And what also are your experiences with cats? And why do you think that is? Let me know down in comments. Let me know, you know, send me an email. Because definitely a subject that we would love to talk about. How many of you guys own cats? And maybe you have felt some strong connection to the other world. And maybe that's why you are attracted to cats rather than other animals. You guys ever thought about that? Like why people are drawn to cats and why they make such great companions? You might want to go down that rabbit hole too. You might learn something about yourself. All right, my lovies. Again, this is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC, also known as Mystical Charms, here on Universal Spirit Podcast. And I will see you in the next episode. Take care, lovies. Bye.